Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us here. And we do have the phone lines open. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you here this afternoon. And we're going to be looking at a couple other things as well here, but you're more than welcome to give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, toll-free call. Love to hear from you this afternoon. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Father, we do pray that Jesus Christ could be lifted up and glorified through the program today. We thank you for the opportunity. Use this program for your glory and to point people to Christ. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, coming on the air today, I was joking with Pastor Lutz as he just left. So I guess I'm number two in the Baptist trifecta here this afternoon. And Pastor Risnacko will be following us at 2 o'clock. But, and a good program as well to listen to. But I wanted to say Happy Flag Day to everybody this afternoon. Probably some of you realize that it's Flag Day, but a lot of people don't realize that that it's a holiday today. It's Flag Day, and it's a day that's been set aside to commemorate and celebrate the flag of the United States of America. And it's actually the anniversary, I guess, of the adoption of the flag. And I was doing some reading. The United States flag is one of the third oldest continually used flags, though it has had some odd changes in it, or various changes, numbers of stripes, number of stars, things like that, arrangement of the stars. But the basic pattern got settled with the 13 stripes and then the field of blue with the stars representing each state. And from that basic pattern that has been established is I guess makes it the third oldest continuously used flag, they were saying. But Flag Day was actually proposed back in the 1880s, and a teacher in Wisconsin, he's only 19 years old at the time, actually proposed the idea of Flag Day, Bernard Sigrund. And he wrote a lot of articles about it, and he wanted June 14th, which is the day that the United States originally adopted a national flag that we have. And it wasn't, though, until 1949 that President Truman signed legislation making June 14th the official annual flag day. And then, I guess, by law, each president is supposed to issue a proclamation on regarding Flag Day. And I guess, that's what today is. And we could talk about that, but that's not the main point of the program today. I said all that to say this, basically. Flags represent something. And everybody listening has a flag of some sort that represents their life, what they believe, their character, their nature. And flags represent things. I want to turn over to Numbers chapter 2 there in the Old Testament, the book of Numbers chapter 2. And I just wanted to share a couple things here, thinking about this kind of springboarding off from the idea of today being Flag Day. But in Numbers chapter 2, the Bible starts in verse 1 saying, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. Far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be the captain of the children of Judah." And it goes on to talk about that. And as it goes through this, it talks about the various tribes of Israel, and it frequently mentions the idea of pitching by their standard. And we have two words in Numbers chapter 2 and verse 2, every man shall pitch by his own standard. And that idea of that standard there, that's the idea of a flag, a banner that is lifted up, that gives the idea or the identity of the people who are gathered around it. A place for instance, in chapter 2 here in verse number 3, where it talked about they of the standard of the camp of Judah. When that standard, that flag representing Judah, was lifted up as the camp was pitched, the standard bearer for the tribe of Judah would move to their designated area alongside of the eastern side of where the tabernacle would be put up by the Levites, and they would put up the flag or the standard of the tribe of Judah. And so all of the people who belonged to that tribe, as they were scattered about, the various things that they were doing as they were making camp and as the people had been traveling and different things going on, they would all know where they were supposed to gather. And it showed their identity, and it gave them a destination where they were to gather. And then the other word that we see there in Numbers chapter 2, verse 2, is not only the standard by their own standard, but with the ensign of their father's house. And an ensign, in a sense, is that's another flag type word, but it's like a signal flag or something, and in that sense. And so this banner, this flag, would be flown, and for each of the tribes, and that would show them where they were, but it would also identify. If you could be on a hilltop overlooking where the Israelites were camped out, you would be able to identify where the tribe of Judah was, where the tribe of Benjamin was, where the tribe of Reuben was, etc. And because of the flag that was lifted up. And you would be able to know who was who. Now, the reason I bring this up is because, we hear about flags and today being Flag Day, and there's some people who say, we shouldn't have a flag. No, the flag of the United States represents something. It's not a object that we should be worshiping by any means. The flag of the United States of America is something that ought to represent things for us. It's something that ought to show who we are, our identity. And, of course, in the field of battle, the flag, the United States, should represent, our soldiers, our military, our people in the field of battle, and also represent our country, its ideals, and its beliefs, its freedoms, its liberty, and the things that we fight for. But there's another area where, in a sense, every one of us ought to be flying a flag, or actually we do fly a flag, and that's in the idea that our life, the way we live, the way we conduct our affairs, the things that we say, every day we're flying a flag that identifies us. It identifies our mindset. It identifies our beliefs, our views. And unfortunately, a lot of people fly the wrong flag or a false flag. And the wrong flag is when you're flying a flag that doesn't belong to you. You should be flying a flag that truly indicates what you believe and what you are, or a false flag where you're trying to be a hypocrite. And let me move this into Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 16. Jesus says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And the idea of letting your light shine, if you could use that as an analogy for flying the right flag, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, if you believe the Bible record that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh, and that he came into this world, that he lived a perfect, holy, sinless life, and that he willingly went to the cross where he suffered and shed his blood to pay for your sins and my sins. And he died on that cross, and he was buried, and that he rose again after 3 days and three nights victorious over death and sin. If you really believe that and you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, acknowledging that he died for you, and if you've accepted that salvation that he offers through what he accomplished on the cross, if you believe that, then you ought to be flying a Christian flag in your life. And in the Matthew chapter 5 here, where I was reading that, where he said in verse 16, so let your light shine before men. If you think about that, when your light shines, it should light up that Christian flag flying over your life. If your church believes the word of God, if your church stands for the truth of God's word, if your church reaches out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world, it ought to be flying the Christian flag, and I'm talking symbolically or metaphorically here, I guess, but I acknowledge that there is a Christian flag if you've ever seen that, but that's not what I'm referring to. I'm basically what I'm saying is we ought to be lifting up Christ to a lost and dying world. And when people see Jesus Christ lifted up in our life and in our church, it ought to be an ensign, a symbol of identification that says, I identify with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my Savior, the one who died for me, the one who purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. That's my ensign. That's the standard under which I operate. This is the one who leads me, just like the every man in Israel pitching by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. And you could look down and you could say, that person is a descendant of Judah. That person is with the tribe of Benjamin. People should be able to look at you or look at your church and say, that person is a son of the living God, a child of God. That person is a Christian. That church is a church that honors and glorifies and lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ. But the problem is, there's a lot of churches that don't fly the Christian flag. There's a lot of churches that don't lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. They're flying a false flag. Oftentimes, they're flying the world's flag, and they're not lifting up Christ. They're not honoring Christ. People do that. People get saved, and then they get tripped up with the world. They get back into the world, and they're not following or flying the flag of Christ in their life. When they would have a fort that would be besieged by the enemy, the flag would be flying in that fort. And you know what the enemy did when he captured the fort? He would take down the flag and of the people he defeated, and he would run up his own flag. And so the people outside the fort, when they saw the enemy's flag go up on that pole over that fort, they would know who was in control of that fort. And the problem is, a lot of Christians are allowing the devil to run his flag up their the flagpole over top of their life, or the world's flag up over top of their life. And the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ comes down because they have been taken captive by the world, the flesh, and the devil, and they're no longer serving God. They're not living for God. They've become backslidden. They become carnal Christians. Churches do the same thing. They turn their backs upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and they stop preaching the gospel. They stop pointing people to Christ, and as a result, they're flying a false flag. They're flying the flag of the world, the flesh, and the devil over top of them, rather than the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that shows that they're no longer really serving God. They're no longer reaching out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead, they've become worldly. I remember hearing, this is many years ago, this is probably back in the 1980s, early 80s, of a club down in the Kent, Ohio area, And this club was supposed to be a Christian club where young people could come and they could enjoy an evening out at this club. They didn't serve alcohol or anything like that, and they played Christian music, but it was Christian music in name only. The music that they played was designed to be as much like the world as possible. And they actually, in this article I remember reading in the Akron Beacon Journal many years ago, they actually took pride in the fact that unsaved people would come into this club and think that it was any other worldly secular club, nightclub, until they would go to the bar and try to order an alcoholic drink and find out all they had was juice and soft drinks. And that would be the first time that they would realize that it wasn't, or that it was supposedly a Christian club. And the problem with that is, when people cannot identify who you are or what you are, you're really flying a false flag. And that's a problem. We need to let the Lord Jesus Christ be clearly represented as our standard, as our ensign. Our identity should be wrapped up in Christ, and likewise with our church. And as I was thinking about here in this Flag Day, and I think it's an important thing, we think about flags and the identification, what it represents. And when you trust Christ as your Savior, the devil's flag ought to come down. The flag of the world ought to come down. The flag of the flesh ought to be replaced with the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we now belong to Him. He now has control of our heart, of our life, or at least He has become our Savior, and He ought to be in control of our life. And we ought to fly the flag of Christ and lift up Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world around us. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. If you've got a question, we've still got a few moments left in the program. 888-677-9673 is our number, and certainly we're brought to you by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. They're in the center of North Royalton. Frank's Antiques at 6668 Royalton Road, open Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, noon until 5:30 p.m. And we're also brought to you by East Coast Pizza, the home of the homemade pizza in Garfield Heights. East Coast Pizza is located at 4889 Turney Road, across from the high school, and you can call East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And if you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can actually get a medium one-topping pizza for $5. And that's East Coast Pizza across from the high school in Garfield Heights. Call them at 216-341-9100. And we're talking about Flag Day and the idea that flags represent something. They mean something. They're a source of identity. And Jesus Christ in John chapter 3, let me get turned over there here, in the Gospel of John and chapter 3, Jesus Christ talks about being lifted up in his discussion with Nicodemus. He says here in John chapter 3, and I'll start in here in verse number 14, it says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." This is why it's important as a believer to be lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ as our ensign, as our standard, as our flag, because there are people out there that are lost. There are people out there that are hurting. There are people out there with questions. There are people out there that don't know where to turn, and they're looking for help. Have you ever been driving down the highway? And sometimes you go through certain areas on the highway, and you'll see a blue sign with a thing about for an emergency phone. I don't think you see them as much now with the widespread availability of cell phones, but I can remember seeing them in the past more. And that would be something if you were in trouble and you were driving along and you could see one of these signs for this emergency phone, you would look for that. You'd see that sign and that would take you over to where the phone was so you could call for help if you were in trouble. Sometimes, maybe you've noticed this, you'll be driving someplace and you'll see those little reflecting eyes on the road, and there's different ones to, you know, show where you're at in the middle of the road and all. But some places, they'll have a reflecting eye, I'm trying to remember, it's either blue or red, along the side of the road, along the shoulder of the road. And what that symbolizes is there's a fire hydrant there. And the idea being that if there's a fire and the firemen are responding and they need a source of water, that identifies there's a source of water there. And that's what I'm getting at with this idea of lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ as a sign or as a flag, as an ensign, as your standard. And that we lift that up so that people see Christ in us and they can see the hope that Jesus Christ gives to us. When they're in trouble, when they're in need, and they're looking for something, and they see Jesus Christ lifted up, just like when Moses lifted up the brazen serpent on the pole that Jesus referenced here in John chapter 3 and verse 14, the serpents that bit them, people would die, and God said to Moses, if you make a serpent of brass, put it on a pole and lift it up. If people get bit and they're desperate because they know that they're dying, if they turn and they look at that serpent lifted up on that pole, that they will live. They'll be delivered from death. And that's what we're saying. Jesus Christ was lifted up on the pole where he took our sins upon us. And if people are dying because they've been bitten with sin, and we need a Savior. And people are needing something to look towards, and they're looking to money, they're looking to drugs, they're looking to fame, they're looking to all sorts of things, they're looking to pleasures, and they're not finding the help that they need. We as Christians ought to let the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ fly proudly over us as individuals, as churches, even our homes, so that people who are hurting, people who realize that they need help can look and see Jesus Christ flying as a banner over top of us and be drawn to us so that we can reach out to them with the gospel. Now, there's other flags, and we just got a few minutes left before we close here. There's other flags that we ought to be lifting up in our life as Christians. We ought to be lifting up the Word of God. That's our marching orders. That's our instruction book. As I said, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. We ought to be lifting up the Word of God and along with the Son of God. And it's the Word of God that points people to Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, the Bible says, and hearing by the Word of God. And we speak English. We lift up the King James Bible as the standard, as the flag. Proudly we lift that up because we know what it represents, the pure, unadulterated Word of God preserved for us in the English language. We lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God without sin, who Christ and Christ alone died on the cross to pay for our sins. We lift those up to identify ourselves, what we believe and why we believe it. And we also lift it up so that those who are searching can find direction and guidance in the tumultuous, turbulent world in which we live. Let me encourage you, lift up the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and in your church. If your church doesn't believe the gospel message, guess what? If it claims to be Christian, it's flying a false flag. You need to be in a church that believes the Word of God and lifts it up. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you can't honestly fly the flag of Christ until you've been born again, until you put your faith in Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believe that He died on the cross to pay for your sins and that He is the only way of salvation. If you're saved, lift up Jesus Christ and His Word to a lost and dying world around you. Let me encourage you to think about that this Flag Day, and we're about out of time today. Also, I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We do our best. We're not perfect, but we try to lift up the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ. We try to lift up His Word. And if you like what you hear in this program, let me invite you to visit us, our Friday night Bible study. You can join us tonight at 7 o'clock. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views...